We begin with our regular exercise in responsible medical journalism on the program, Health Scare. This week's panic, bird flu. The virus has killed over 60 people in Asia and has recently spread to birds in Russia and Europe. Experts fear it may soon mutate to a form more infectious to humans. And if that happens...
Let's say the range of deaths could be anything between 5 and 150 million.
So it's a negotiation. Here is my counteroffer. I think you'll find it more than tragic. Well, he is a World Health Organization official talking about a major pandemic. I'm sure people are paying close attention to the... Even worse, two of those three reporters were from Bird Fancy. Their audience is very interested. It's their demographic. The biggest flu pandemic of all time was the... Let that soak in. The biggest flu pandemic of all time was the 1918 outbreak that killed up to 50 million people. Scientists have recently reconstituted the 1918 virus to help them learn more about the current threat, which has now doubled due to the reconstituting... What were you thinking? President Bush said Tuesday he is monitoring the situation.
The reporting needs to be not only on the birds that have fallen ill, but also on tracing the capacity of the virus to go from bird to person. To person. That's when it gets dangerous, when it goes bird, person, person.
I tell you what's even worse, and I've been hearing about this. Bird to person, back to bird, then to person again. Like that San Diego chicken fella. That was, he'd get it from a bird, give it to a person, turn it into a person. Gentle soul, love the Padres. But for more on the pandemic story, we go to senior epidemiologist Samantha Bee. She is standing by at the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, Georgia. Thanks for joining us, Sam.
John?
Nice to see you. Sam, I want to ask you, you're down at the CDC. What do you have there in your hand?
Oh, it's reconstituted polio from 1879. It's the strain they never quite found a cure for.
Where did you get that?
Gift shop.
Sam, we've been hearing a lot about the avian flu pandemic that might break out. Is the government prepared?
Well, John, they've had their best people working on it for years. The contingencies have been meticulously plotted out, and as we speak, they are completely ill-equipped.
Really?
Yes, John. But the good news is, you saw the reaction to Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, so it's a safe bet the administration will be very well prepared for a second pandemic. First one, that'll be more of a herd thinning kink worker outer. So.
So it seems like prevention, then, is the key. Do scientists have any idea what's causing the bird flu to spread?
Not really, John. I mean, if you look at this footage of a Southeast Asian chicken coop, it's hard to say why there's such ripe breeding grounds for disease. I mean, the birds are happy, they're with friends, standing in their own feces and biting each other, as chickens are naturally wont to do. And if they do get sick, they can always turn into soup and drink themselves. In short, it's a complete mystery, John. For now, all we can do is hope this deadly virus, with the potential to wipe out 150 million people, remains strictly for the birds.
Thank you very much. Samantha Bee, everybody, from the CDC.